Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, leading leak detection specialists across the UK, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one that managing agents and freeholders hit all the time. What actually happens when a leaseholder flat out refuses to let you in during a block leak investigation?
It's a situation ADI engineers encounter regularly, and the first thing I'd say is don't panic. A refusal doesn't mean the investigation stops. It changes the approach, but it doesn't kill it.
So the freeholder doesn't just have to accept it and wait for a flood?
Absolutely not. Most residential leases in the UK contain an express access clause. That clause gives the freeholder or their appointed contractor the right to enter the flat for inspection and repair purposes, provided they give reasonable notice. ADI Leak Detection operates under that authority when a managing agent appoints us.
What counts as reasonable notice? Is there a standard figure?
24 to 48 hours. Written notice is the norm for non-emergency situations. In a genuine emergency, water actively damaging the structure or a flat below, that notice period can be reduced considerably and in some cases dispensed with entirely. The lease wording governs it, so the managing agent needs to check the specific document.
Right, so the lease does a lot of the heavy lifting here, but say the leaseholder reads that clause and still won't open the door. What then?
Then there are two parallel tracks. On the legal side, the freeholder can apply to the first-tier tribunal or, in more urgent cases, seek a court injunction compelling access. That's not ADI's domain, that's the solicitor's. But on the detection side, we don't have to wait for that process to finish before we make progress.
How do you make progress if you literally can't get into the flat?
Acoustic leak detection lets ADI engineers listen through floors and ceilings from the flat above or below. We're picking up the sound signature of escaping water through the building fabric. Thermal imaging traces temperature differentials across walls and ceilings caused by water movement. We can do that from a neighbouring flat or a communal corridor without ever stepping inside the refused flat.
That's genuinely surprising to me. So you can actually narrow down the leak location without access to that specific flat?
In a lot of cases, yes. Tracer gas is another method. ADI introduces a safe, inert gas into the pipework and detects where it escapes using a sensitive probe. Depending on the building construction, we can sometimes localize a leak to within a very small area using readings taken from accessible spaces. That evidence is also useful to the freeholder's solicitor because it demonstrates the leak is behind that specific door.
So the detection work actually supports the legal case as well?
Precisely. A written report from ADI Leak Detection that identifies the leak source as originating within a specific flat strengthens the freeholder's position significantly when they're pursuing tribunal access. It shifts it from a dispute about suspicion to a dispute about a documented finding.
What's the managing agent's role through all of this? Are they just waiting on the sidelines?
They're central to it. ADI coordinates directly with the managing agent at every stage, sharing findings, advising on where access is needed and why, and flagging when the non-invasive methods have reached their limit. The managing agent holds the relationship with the leaseholder and handles the formal notice process. We provide the technical picture.
And if it drags on and the leak is causing ongoing damage to other flats in the block?
That's where the freeholder's duty of care becomes relevant. They have an obligation to the other leaseholders in the block, and a tribunal will take prolonged damage into account when considering an access application. The longer a leaseholder refuses and the more damage accumulates, the weaker their position tends to become.
Really useful to understand the full picture there. Thanks, Dave. If you're a managing agent or freeholder dealing with a block leak dispute, ADI Leak Detection are recognised across the UK as specialists in exactly this kind of complex multi-occupancy investigation, the kind where getting the technical evidence right matters as much as getting through the door.